Christ and the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. On December 30th, 2020, and January 4th, 2021, official notice given the President of Atlantic City, County.
Louder, Beth.
That was duly posted on the city bulletin board and on the city website. Is that good, Tim?
Yeah, barely hear you.
Hear me?
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. We do not have any presentations this evening. We have no department head report tonight, correct?
Nope.
Okay. We're not discussing capital tonight, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
We do have an executive session, but that will probably be at the end. And for the public, this is our first meeting of the calendar year, and this is considered our reorganization meeting. So the first thing that we will be voting on are the minutes of December 10th, 2020 meeting. Then we have an ordinance introduction 2021-001, and that is the ordinance supplementing Chapter 19 Green Advisory Committee. We are increasing the members from a count of 9 people to 12 people. Commissioners, are we okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next, we're going to have a public hearing and adoption on Ordinance 2020-027, and this is the City of Ventnor authorizing the sale of a certain public land. And this was discussed already, but Tim McGuire, I'm going to just give a quick snippet for anybody in the public that does not know what that's about.
Yes. The property owners were selling a portion of land owned by the city to the contiguous property owners who live at 111 South Pittsburgh Avenue. We notified all other adjacent owners. No one was interested. This will allow them to place and improve a bulkhead in the area that the city is going to deed over to them, and they're going to pay us fair market value for that. Included in that price is the construction of a new bulkhead.
Commissioners, we're good with that, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it's a good project.
Awesome.
Okay, the next is a very long list of resolutions that we, the commission, will vote on tonight. And as I said earlier, this is our reorganization. So a lot of it is awarded contracts to all the professionals that the City of Ventnor works with throughout the year. The first one is Resolution 2021-001, and that's awarding the contract to the city solicitor, Timothy McGuire. I'm just going to go down this. Is that okay, commissioners, unless there's something that you want to jump in on?
Please do.
Okay.
I appreciate that, folks.
You're,
it's a pleasure working with you all.
Same.
The next is Resolution 2021-02. That's awarding the contract to the city auditor, Fort Scott and Associates, another wonderful organization group.
Great firm.
The next is 2021-003, and that's awarding the contract to planning and grant assistant, James McCullough, another wonderful asset.
Brilliant.
2021-004, awarding the contract for the conflict solicitor, Parker McKay. The next is 2021-005, awarding the contract to General Tax Counsel Hank Rovillard. The next is 2021-006, awarding the contract for a risk management consultant insurance agency, Inc., to Gene Syracuse. The next is 2021-007, award contract to NJEIT Financing for Bond Counsel Joel Fleischman. The next is 2021-008, awarding the contract Bond Counselor Archer and Greiner. The next is 2021-009, awarding the contract for the Health Insurance Broker Professional Benefit Consultants, Inc. The next is 2021-010, awarding the contract for City Prosecutor William Reynolds. Next is 2021-011, awarding the contract for our Public Defender Darren Lord. Next is 2021-0121, the contract for continuing disclosure agent NW Financial Group. The next is 2021-0131, the contract for financial advisor of record NW Financial Group. Next, 2021-0141, the contract for labor relations counsel, Rocio Pepper, DeSanto, and Ruth. The next is 2021-015, appointing POG. Is it POG?
Who?
To coordinate and perform alcohol and drug testing. Next is 2021-016, authorizing a professional service contract for police training to the Rogers Group, LLC. The next is 2021-017, authorizing the agreement for medical surveillance program for firefighters, police, and public works, and any new hires for the city as required. The next is 2021-018, authorizing the contract for human services personnel, human resources personnel consultant, Cynthia Cotton. The next 2021-019, authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement for emergency training and consultant. The next is 2021-020, authorizing an annual schedule for the city commissioner's meetings / sunshine notice. The next is 2021-021, designation of official newspapers. The next is 2021-022, designate public agency compliance officer, Lisa Pan. The next is 2021-023, establishing rules of order and conduct for the city commission meeting. The next is 2021-024, designating bank depositories. The next is 2021-025, adopting a cash management plan. Next is 2021-026, which is the 2021 temporary budget. Next is 2021-027, appointing James Goss, Fund Commissioner, and Joe Iannazelli as alternate. The next is 2021-028, appointing contact person for the Employment Practice Liability Helpline with the Atlantic County Municipal Joint Insurance Fund. Next is 2021-029, appointing JIF Safety Coordinator Donna Peterson. The next is 2021-030, authorizing the tax assessor to handle appeals. The next is 2021-031, authorizing the tax collector to charge interest on any delinquent taxes, property, and sewer after the due dates for the payments of the same and 10-day grace period for the year of 2021. The next is 2021-32, authorizing the tax collector to process property and sewer tax refunds and cancellations of refunds or delinquency of less than $10 for the year of 2021. Next is 2021-33, authorizing public employee bonds. Next, 2021-34, appointing a police custodial records. Next is 2021-35, appointing class 3 members to the planning board for 2021. Next is 2021-36, appointing members to the planning board for the year of 2021. Next is 2021-37, appointing the Green Team Advisory Committee. Next is 2021-3038, appointing the Municipal Alliance Committee. Next is 2021-039, appointing Ad Hoc Citizen Advisory Committee for 2021. 2021-040, appointing members of the City Event with Creative Team of 2021 Vendor Arts Alliance. Next is 2021-041, authorizing and enforcement for no parking within the city of Ventnor from January 1, 2021 to March 31st, 2021. Next is 2021-042, authorizing paint order number 2 for Winchester Avenue drainage improvements. Next is 2021-043, appointing Thomas M. Halpin as our fire official. Next is 2021-044, accepting the resignation of Alfred Longmore.
With regret.
Next is 2021-045, authorizing execution of a tax abatement agreement for Block 29, Lot 11, also known as 104 New Haven Avenue. The next is 2021-46, identifying a pool of engineers the city can contract with on as a needed basis for the city of Beth.
Hey, Beth. On that one, actually, I want to take a step back to the Winchester out of the change order. Just to give you guys a heads up on what that extra $5K was for, $5,000, we did additional concrete work in and around fire station number 1. provided better access for our fire department and things of that nature with gutters and things and driveway aprons. Second, on the pool of engineers, I'm going to recuse myself from that vote only because one of the companies is one of my former companies. They've been our consultant for 5 years. And then some of these other ones I work with. So I'm going to recuse myself on that vote, just so you guys are aware.
When you vote, you'll mention that one and pull it out.
Yes. Yep.
Thanks for giving us that information because it gave me a chance to breathe. Next is 2021-047, authorizing the waiver of fees for applications for special events for the city-sponsored events for the year of 2021. Next is 2021-048, authorizing the contract with Jersey Professional Management Corporation and Maria Menchard, our temporary acting city administrator deputy.
Hey, Mayor. Yes. Nanette sent a chat message indicating she can't hear you that well.
Okay, I'll get louder. Next is 2021-049, authorizing the contract with Jersey Professional Management Corporation for management consulting services. Next is 2021-052, appointing George R. Brown, our appraiser for state tax court. And the last one by consent is 2021-055, authorizing an unpaid leave of absence for Joseph M. Daniels from January 10th to February 6th. Next on our agenda will be approval of bills and payrolls that will be stated by our CFO. And now we are at the discussion item. So Commissioner, do we have any items that we want to discuss at this time?
I think we're going to talk about it more in depth next month or at our next meeting, but I just wanted to raise, and it'll come to a little bit more of a point, is the Atlantic Avenue road diet that Margate is going to vote on the 21st, I believe. We're going to be in between Atlantic City and Margate doing that road diet.
Right.
Recommended plan that we participated in 4 years ago or so, the pedestrian and bicycle safety plan, highly recommended that we do that for both pedestrian and bicycle safety. So just to give you guys a heads up, I think we're going to get into that at our next meeting a little bit more. When we'll bring in one of our pool of engineers to talk about it. And Ed Stinson, our city engineer, to talk about it as well. What our thoughts are on it and moving that project forward. So just as a quick heads up for next meeting.
If I can just mention, Lance, that I would like to see Chief Cahill and Chief Biaggi in on that. We talked about it briefly. Their responsibilities are directly impacted.
Yep.
We talked about it a little bit today and at our standing meeting, and they recommended we potentially have a workshop with the public as well, similar to what.
Yeah.
Sure. Margate did, yep. And they would participate in that.
Yep, absolutely. That kind of the reason I'm bringing it up. We should get ready to do something like that. Maybe not at our next meeting, but at a specific time subsequent to that.
So one of the engineers will be a great source to help us sort of, edit what we need to talk to them, what the real most important parts about the change are going to be.
Right. So Remington and Vernick did Margate's plan. We share this pool. I'm pretty sure everybody is aware of that. We share this pool with Margate. And they have input on who we bring in. And so we added two new this year, just so you guys are aware, Dixon Associates and Arthur Chu Consulting. But great. Remington Vernick has done Margate's plan. I watched one of their hearings, one of their public hearings. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. Ed Dennis did a great job managing that meeting and really giving the information out that the public were asking questions. He was very responsive to those questions. And I think he would be a great guy to manage that meeting for us.
So we'll discuss it at the workshop, and then you want to have another meeting as like a town hall instead of just a public, but we can't do a public.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So we're going to bring the public separately.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. Anything else?
That's all I have.
I have briefly, I had two meetings on the Ventnor West potential in anticipation of submitting a grant. Jim Rotella created and I've created a really great group of professionals. This first grant that we're applying for $35,000 in cash and in-kind match, it is about urban waters restoration. But more importantly, I think in that park, it's an opportunity. We've got an unbelievable team. We have five groups that are sharing this grant application with us, and they are kind of a rock star list. We have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We have the Jacques Cousteau Reserve at Rutgers. We have Coastal Research Center at Stockton. We have the Nature Conservancy at Forsyth in Brigantine. And then we have the STEM instructor, I always mispronounce her name, Gimelaro at the VECC. And we've already had a follow-up on that. That the Fish and Wildlife proposes to engage us in an agreement at no charge to help with that park and to help remove invasive species and loan us equipment and materials. So I just wanted to let you know that that is a process that I'm really positive about. And I think we've created an environment where this isn't the end of it. It's really the beginning. And as we go forward in this application and future applications, for public and private, I think we've got the start of a really good team to get that park done. So.
Thank you, Tim. Good.
Yep.
So now it will be the public portion for anybody out there in the public. This is a public portion where you can talk about anything that I went through on the agenda, the items that we're going to vote on when we go into our regular meeting. We will have another public portion at the end when you can anything, but this is specific to what we will be voting on, that list that I went through. So do I have a motion to open public portion?
So moved.
Second
motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Jim?
Aye.
Is anybody from public who wishes to speak on any of the items that are being discussed or voted on tonight? Please make yourself known within the chat section or within Zoom and you will be recognized. Nobody.
I have a motion to close public portion.
Motion to close.
I have a second.
Second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for December 10th, 2020?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting from December 10th, 2020.
I have a second.
Second the motion.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the introduction of ordinance 2021-001, and that is the amending the Chapter 19 Green Advisory Committee. Do I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-001.
Right, second.
Second the motion.
So roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is a public hearing on ordinance 2020-027. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2020-027.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Jim, can you check with the public?
Is anybody from the public that wishes to speak or question anything on ordinance 2020-027? Please make yourself known in the chat section or within Zoom and you'll be recognized. No one.
Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2020-027. Do I have a motion to adopt this ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2020-027.
I have a second.
Second the motion.
It's a roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Tim McGuire?
Yes.
For the resolutions by consent, the ones, there are the three that we're looking to go to the executive session. Should I leave them out right now? Because we haven't done that, correct?
Yes, you leave those out, and the one that Lance is going to abstain on, leave those out, and we can vote on each of those separately.
Okay, Lance, yours was
46.
I wrote down. Okay, 46. We're good. Okay, so next are the, do I have a motion to adopt the resolutions 2021-001 through 2021-049, omitting 046. So I have a motion to adopt those by consent.
So moved.
So I have a second.
Second the motion, as described.
The roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-21-046? Do I have a motion?
You have a motion to adopt as described.
Thank you. Do I have a second? I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Abstain.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, the other three, Tim, we wait till after executive session, am I correct?
That is correct.
You still need to vote on 52 and 55 because they're at the end. 52 was for George Brown and 55 is for Joe Daniels.
They were in my list.
Yeah, but you only said to 49.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay. Okay. Oh, okay. I did read that. Okay.
Yes.
Do I have a motion
yep.
To adopt resolution 2021-052 and 2021-53, right, Lisa?
55.
So moved.
Second.
Second the motion.
We'll call Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Too many numbers. Tonight. Okay. Okay, next is the approval of bills and payroll. Al, our CFO, can you please give us our bills and payroll?
Yes, the bill list for this period was $973,529.77, and we had three payrolls since our last run, last meeting. First one was 521,145.84. Next payroll one was 501,940.63. And lastly, 673,549.99.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
Motion to approve bills and payroll as stated by Al.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have any announcements or safety reports tonight?
No.
No? Okay. The next is commissioner comments and reports. Can I kick this off, if you don't mind, gentlemen?
Sure.
I just want the commission to be aware of it, as well as the public. When there's something that doesn't sit right, I guess you can call them like the dog with the bone. So I think last year when we got our numbers for the Atlantic City High School tuition that we pay for our students to go as a sending district, the tuition went up and we saw that the tuition was going to go up further this year. So it will be scheduled shortly. I spoke with the superintendent of the Atlantic City School Board, Barry Caldwell, and we are going to have a meeting. He is with the BA, Maria Mento, our BA, and myself. To discuss it, I told them that Marie and I are finance people, we really want to see the nuts and bolts of the numbers, and if any way possible, to give the city of Ventnor some relief in the tuition cost. So that's something that I didn't give up on since last year, and now a meeting of the minds will come to fruition.
Good. Thanks for sticking with that, Mayor. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. That, I think it has a huge impact on us in general. People don't realize. So thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. And that's all I really have to comment on or report. So Commissioner Landgraf.
Thank you, Mayor. So a couple things. I know I notified you guys earlier, well, last Friday, because all this stuff happens on a Friday. Well number five at the Public Works Yard. The submersible pump has failed, and we are in the process of getting pricing to repair that. Now that it's wintertime, it's actually a good time for that to happen. Not that there's any good time, but the fact that it's winter and we don't have as much demand of the population, it's a good time for it to happen so we can get it repaired. We have plenty of water. We have seven or eight other wells that are still functioning very well. And sorry for the double use of that word. We'll get repair costs on it, estimates in the near future, and we'll get that repaired as soon as possible. Couple of things. I mentioned the road diet. Also, wanted to thank the planning board and the guys and ladies that attend that. You know, it's the end of the year. Usually I'd say this at the planning board or in that meeting, but I missed our last couple of meetings. I apologize for that. But they really do a good job. The last couple meetings have been lengthy. Last night's not so much, but the one before, you know, they didn't get out of there till I think almost 11 o'clock. Isn't that correct, Jim?
It was 11:30. I was there.
Yeah, there you go. So I really want to thank, these are volunteers in our community. It's a very thankless job. And, you know, sometimes you're criticized for your decisions, but we really have some dedicated people there. And our chair, Jay Cook, vice chair, and Roman Zabby Hatch, and the rest of the board members really, you know, they come up with a solution last night to a problematic application that worked for maybe, you know, when you know both parties are unhappy, then you did the right thing, right? So they kind of fixed a problem that was happening there. And Mr. Cook called me today to kind of give me a heads up on what had happened. And I was very happy with what they were able to do on a couple of applications. So kudos to them. Second, I want to talk a little bit about, just to give everybody an update on the projects that we've done this past year and that's coming up. And I'm going to hit the highlights because we got a long list. I'm not going to hit all of them. So Kingsley Drive paving, that's been awarded for construction in 2021. Just a heads up out there on Kingsley, you're finally going to get that road repaved. It's just temporary paving that's down there now. Winchester Avenue drainage improvements, we just approved that final change order this evening. Marshall Avenue and Oxford Avenue drainage, we completed that. It was a major problem in that area of the Heights, dealing in and around the apartments about there, and we've resolve those issues. The Kingsley Drive whole project has been completed with sewer replacement there, removal and replacement. Obviously the Ventnor Pier project that was completed. Some of the upcoming things that we're looking at, Dorset Avenue Municipal Aid from Wellington to Ski Beach is set for construction in spring of 21. Going through these, let's see. Drainage repair, 900 North Harvard Avenue. That's in engineering design right now. There's some drainage issues there in the cul-de-sacs and the, not just the cul-de-sacs, but the end of Harvard. I think that's Cambridge. And then the next block over is also an issue in Cornwall. Pump station repair on Fremont Avenue. Grant application has been submitted there. Sanitary sewer replacement on Lafayette, Wyoming and Baltimore. Those are in engineering design. Ventnor Garden stormwater. This is kind of a big one. When we first came in office, the city, the county, and Margate had constructed a pump station out there, and that's working to its best of its ability. The issue we have is that drainage area is tied to a lot of old pipes. So we're going to do a sewer, storm sewer clean out there and video and repair of that area to see where the issues are that can make that function better so we don't have the constant flooding that we have in that area from rainstorms mostly. We'll have more ADA and gutter replacements ahead of the South Jersey gas paving projects in Ventnor Gardens. And the traffic control replacement, that's in engineering RFP right now for Atlantic Avenue. I think that's actually should be Ventnor Avenue on my list. It says Atlantic, but it should be Ventnor. We received the grant to do that work. So those are some of the things that are coming up and what we've completed in the last 12 to 18 months. So. Sorry to be wordy, but wanted to get that out there.
That's okay.
kudos to Ed Stinson for managing all these projects and our public works guys for working with these contractors to get the work done.
Ed is awesome. Okay, Commissioner
Kriegel,
do you have anything?
Following up on my comments about the grant application, the ACUA has also offered to contribute. So there is a component there that they can help us with. They do a lot of have a lot of environmental knowledge, and maybe even some trash removal that they could help with. And then they're also we also have a social media contract with the ACUA. So we're planning on a social media audit of the city with them so that we can have a little bit more of a uniform social media philosophy across departments, and we're not duplicating efforts in departments or and have a little bit more unified approach. And then to mention, to piggyback on what Lance had said, the police department has roughly a half a dozen of these traffic lights coming in, flashing stop signs. So they'll be with Ed, Ed Public Works, they'll be as the weather, the weather's been great, but as the weather becomes in towards the spring, they'll be positioning them in the areas where the first round indicated that we have problems. So Winchester Avenue, Snake Alley, and throughout the city. So you'll be seeing those pop up in the spring.
They arrived yesterday.
That's right. Yeah. So I think they're, and they can go into stealth mode to take data. And we also have a flashing stop sign coming for one of the problematic corners. So I think we're turning the, you know, trying to get, this is the time where we really should be focusing on those kinds of things. We have a little bit of time. So it's all good progress.
Thank you. So
agreed.
The commissioners, your reports are real colorful and exciting, and all mine is, it's about money. That was it.
Well, dollars make things happen. I mean, I get a lot of that out in the public, people talking about the tax abatement and the finances. That's really, that's the blood and that pumps us. So
I enjoy listening to all the projects that you have a pulse on it. So kudos to both.
Thank you.
Anything, I think we're done with all that, so we can go to the public portion of the meeting. This is for anybody out there in the public that would like to speak on anything. It's not anything, but you have to state your name and your address and whatever you have to say. So do I have a motion open to the public portion?
Motion open to public.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody from the public that wishes to speak on any items at all, please make yourself known within Zoom or within the chat feature and you'll be recognized.
I see Nicole's there.
I do not see anyone.
Okay, you have a motion to close the public portion.
Motion to close.
I have a second.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we do have an executive session, and Lisa has the statement, so she is going to read it. The public there, after Lisa will read the statement, you will be taken out of the view of this meeting and then brought back in when we come out of the executive session. Correct, Jim?
Yes, that is correct. And I think you should tell the public that are still online, there's probably a very good chance that we will take action once we come out of executive session.
So our clerk, municipal clerk, Lisa, will read the statement, and then when that's done, Jim, you will let us know when we were clear to go into the active executive session. So do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion to go into executive session.
Do I have a second?
Sorry, second. I was on mute.
That's okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Lisa, will you please read the statement?
The New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within an executive session. As an exception to certain provisions of said law, the Ventnor City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No binding action upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted and when the public interest will no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. The matters to be discussed are matters relating to collective bargaining agreements.
Okay, Jim, let us know when the public is out of view. Did you hear me, Jim?
Yep, I'm taking moving everybody to the waiting room now. Okay. Cahill and Al Stanley, do they need to stay or leave?
I think they don't have to stay, right, Jim?
Yeah, there's no reason for Chief Cahill to stay. Our CFO certainly can stay if he wishes to. Of course, once I said that, he just stabbed my voodoo doll.
Jim, is it on?
Okay, everybody is in the waiting room. I'm going to mute myself, step over to the side, turn my stuff down. If somebody just wants to text me when you're all done, and then I will let everybody back in.
Great, thank you. Okay, so we're in the executive session. First question.
All right, we ready?
Back in, right?
Yep.
Tim?
All right, I should indicate that it is 6:31. We have just adjourned from executive session. There were three separate matters discussed in executive session. Each one of these involved employee-employer negotiations regarding collective bargaining agreements. My understanding is that action will actually be taken concerning these collective bargaining agreements.
All right. So we have three resolutions. The first one is resolution 2021-051, and that's the resolution to approve the terms of the memorandum of agreement with Teamsters Local Union 929, Public Works Employees, and authorizing the execution of the collective bargaining agreement between the city and Local 929, consistent with the terms of the memorandum of agreement for the period of January 1, 2021 through January 31st, 2025. For the public's information, this is a 5-year contract. Do I have a motion to adopt this resolution?
Just one correction, Mayor. You said January 1, 21 to January 31st, 25. It's December 31st of 25. I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. The next resolution is resolution 2021-053, and that is the resolution approving the terms of the memorandum of agreement with Teamsters Local Union 929, the clerical employees, and authorizing the execution of a collective bargaining agreement between the city and Local 929, consistent with the terms of the memorandum of agreement for the period of January 1, 2021 to December 31st, 2025. Again, a 5-year contract. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve resolution is 2021-053.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Please roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next resolution is 2021-054. That is a resolution approving the terms of a memorandum of agreement with the Teamsters Local Union 929 communication operators and authorizing the execution of a collective bargaining agreement between the city and Local 929, consistent with the terms of the memorandum of agreement for the period of January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2025, again, a 5-year contract. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution?
Motion to approve resolution is 2021-054.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. I think we are complete for our first meeting of 2021. I wish us all a happy, healthy year going forward. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
One question first. Because we didn't have those resolutions on the previous discussion for public, do we have to have any kind of public on them now?
Tim, you're on mute.
Yep.
Couldn't hear you, Tim.
I don't have to have public because they were listed on the agenda. Someone could have asked questions about that.
Gotcha.
And if someone wants to come to the next meeting and ask questions about it, they're more than entitled to do that.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure. With that, I will make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a sec? Do you think those are up, Jim, for a reason?
Yes, I will second. However, I believe there was not enough fanfare for resolution 2021-048, authorizing Maria Mento as our...
Oh, which one's he talking about?
Our administrator. She's makes us all look smarter. And
that is most definitely.
Oh, you're making me most cry. Thank you.
I'll give you a pass if you went backwards on that, Tim.
All right. I second the motion.
We had a very long agenda, so I was trying to run the benefit of the public out there.
Thank you.
Commissioner
Lankrant's
motion. Do I have a second
to adjourn?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you all.
Back to table.
6:35.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank
Enjoy, everybody.